Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that every serious drum and bass producer needs in their toolkit, a rave pressure edit. More specifically, we're making an Amen Validation blend from scratch in Ableton Live 12, right in the arrangement view. Now, what is a pressure edit? It's that moment in a track where the energy doesn't just continue. It tightens. It darkens. It feels like the room has locked into a heavier second half vibe. It's not a random loop change. And it's not just add more stuff and hope. It's a deliberate arrangement move that gives the listener a fresh hit of momentum, while staying club functional and DJ friendly. And that's why it matters. In drum and bass, 8 bars can repeat very quickly if nothing changes. A good pressure edit solves that problem without breaking the groove. It lets you keep the dance floor moving, but gives the track a new reason to feel alive. You're practicing 3 essential skills at once here: editing audio into a new phrase, controlling tension between drums and bass, and using automation to make the transition feel intentional. This technique works especially well for rollers, darkstep, jungle-influenced D&B, and heavier club material. If your track lives in that serious dancefloor zone, this is exactly the kind of move that can make it feel finished. So let's get into it. First, set up a clean working loop in arrangement view. Keep it simple. One drum group, one bass group, maybe a little atmosphere or FX if you need it. We're not writing a whole new track here. We're creating a variation blend. So pick the place where the current loop starts to feel repetitive. That's often after 8 or 16 bars of the drop. If you already have a clean Amen loop, duplicate it into the next 4 bars. If not, build one from an audio clip and keep it tight and in time. Don't worry about tiny timing details just yet. Just get the break sitting solidly on the grid. What to listen for here is simple. Does the loop already have movement, even before you edit it? If it feels flat at half volume, the issue may not be the arrangement. It may be the drum pattern or the bass rhythm itself. Now turn that Amen into a phrase, not just a loop. Open the clip in clip view. Trim it tightly and make sure warp is doing its job so the break sits properly in time. Then shape it over 4 bars. Keep the full break in bar 1. In bar 2, remove 1 or 2 hits so the groove breathes a little. In bar 3, bring back a busier variation or a small fill. Then in bar 4, set up the transition into the next section. That's the key idea here. You're not rebuilding the break from scratch. You're reshaping it. Even a small change in each bar goes a long way if the phrasing makes sense. You can duplicate the clip and make one version with the main snare pushed forward, then another with the ghost notes or top hats slightly more exposed. That gives you contrast without needing to design a whole new sound. What to listen for now? Does it still feel like an Amen, but with shape? If every bar feels identical, it's still just a loop. We need it to become a statement. Next, build the bass response. This is the first real creative choice. Do you want a sub-B roller response, or a more aggressive mid-bass pressure response? If you want it deeper and weightier, keep the bass short and controlled, with plenty of space around the drums. If you want it more immediate and hostile, use a stronger bass stab or restyle movement in the gaps between the kicks and snares. For beginners, I'd keep it simple. Let the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. A very solid stock device chain is something like Sampler or a sample instrument as the source, then saturator for harmonics, then EQA to clean up the low end and mids. Start with a little drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, and use EQA to ease out some low mid clutter around 200 to 400 Hz if it's clouding the snare. If another layer owns the sub, keep the bass cleaner below around 100 to 120 Hz. Why this works in D&B is important. The Amen already carries a lot of rhythmic detail. The bass doesn't need to overplay. A tighter bass response gives the break room to stay readable while still adding that heavy pressure feeling. Now tighten the groove. In drum and bass, the snare is the anchor. The kick is the push. Your Amen variation should support that hierarchy, not blur it. Keep the main snare strong on the backbeat. Let ghost hits sit lower in level. Trim any hat spikes that distract from the snare. If the Amen lacks punch, you can layer a separate kick, but keep it subtle. If you use drum bus on the drum group, be gentle. Just enough drive to densify the break. Boom only if you really need it. A little positive transient shaping can help if the break needs more bite. You can also use glue compressor lightly if the loop feels loose, but don't crush it. The goal is controlled pressure, not a flattened loop. What to listen for here? The snare should feel like the point the room locks onto. If the snare disappears when the bass enters, the bass is probably crowding that 150 to 300 Hz area. Clean that up before you keep going. Now add one transition gesture at the end of bar 4. Just one. That's enough. This could be a short reverse cymbal, a reverse break slice, a filtered noise swell, a one-beat snare fill with reverb tail, or a small impact hit from a resample. Keep it short. Long risers can weaken the punch in DNB because they steal momentum. A good beginner move is to automate an auto filter sweep on a noise layer or open a filter from around 500 Hz up toward 8 to 10 kHz. If you use reverb on a fill, keep it focused on just that moment. You can even use utility to keep a noise element more mono if it's sitting in the low mid range. This is a great point to commit to audio if the transition already works. Don't over-edit it. In drum and bass, too much transition can actually reduce the pressure. Now blend the amen and the bass together so they feel like one statement. This is the real test. Ask yourself, is the bass leaving enough room around the snare? Does the break still feel like the main rhythmic personality? Is the low end centered and stable? Does the section feel stronger in context than it did solo? Always test it with the kick, snare, and sub together. If the edit only works in isolation, it's not ready. Arrangement lives and dies in context. A really useful mix check is to put utility on the bass if needed and keep the low end centered. If there's any stereo movement in the bass, make sure it lives above the sub region only, and do a quick mono check. Club systems and mono playback will expose sloppy low-end decisions fast. Here's a really important reminder. In DNB, clarity beats complexity. If you're unsure whether to add another layer, ask whether the next change improves the arrangement or just makes the loop cooler in solo. If it only sounds cooler by itself, stop. If it reads better in context, continue. Now use automation to create movement without clutter. A little movement goes a long way here. Good automation targets are auto filter cutoff on the bass or FX layer, a tiny increase in saturator drive over the last two bars, a small reverb change on a fill element, or a gentle EQ high cut opening on a texture layer. Keep it restrained. If the filter moves from around 300 Hz up toward 1.5 to 3 kHz over the phrase, that can feel like a proper reveal without becoming cheesy. For darker material, stay more closed. If it starts sounding too effecty, pull it back. The best pressure edits often feel almost mechanical, like the track is tightening under tension rather than showing off a huge transition. What to listen for here? By the final bar, does the section feel like it's leaning forward? If it feels static, the automation may be too subtle. If it sounds overblown, it's probably too dramatic. Now compare the new blend against the previous loop. Loop the original section, then jump to your edit and ask a very simple question. What is the listener supposed to feel now? A good pressure edit usually changes at least one of these things: drum density, bass rhythm, tonal darkness, transition tension, or perceived intensity. If the answer is not much, then simplify and strengthen the contrast. You do not need more elements. You need a clearer move. Think of it like this. The original loop is the cleaner, more open a section. The edit is the heavier, more condensed B section. That B section should feel like a reward, or a warning, or both. Place it into a realistic arrangement. A strong choice is a natural 8-bar boundary, or a 4-bar pickup into the next phrase. For example, you might have 8 bars of the main drop idea, then 4 bars of the amen variation blend, then 4 bars of partial release, then the next 8 bars with a fresh twist. That kind of block phrasing is what makes drum and bass feel intentional. It feels arranged, not just looped. A great beginner workflow tip is to duplicate the 4-bar section, then mute or unmute one element at a time, to create the next phrase. That's faster than rebuilding everything, and helps keep the structure coherent. Once it works, commit it. Don't keep endlessly auditioning alternatives until the shape disappears. Duplicate the best version. Mute the rough version. Name the section clearly and save a project version before trying anything bigger. That habit alone will save you from the classic beginner trap of over-editing the life out of a good idea. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't make the amen too busy, because it stops being the rhythmic anchor. Don't let the bass fight the snare. Don't drown the transition in reverb. Don't make the bass too wide in the low end. Don't use a riser that so long it kills the momentum. And don't forget to check the whole thing in context with kick, snare, and sub active. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few bonus ideas worth keeping in mind. Keep the sub almost boring on purpose. A stable low end makes the drums and mid bass feel more dangerous. If you need more menace, duplicate the bass and make one layer a mid-focus reese or a growl, while the true sub stays separate and mono. Use saturation on the mid-range only, not on everything. Tame bright hats before you tame the snare if the break feels too shiny. And remember, Negative space is powerful. A one beat gap before the bass answer can hit harder than another fill. The strongest pressure edits are often not louder. They're more decisive, more stripped at the start, more dangerous at the end. So here's the recap. A rave pressure edit is about reshaping a familiar loop into a more intense and intentional phrase. Keep the amen readable. Give the bass a clear job. Use one tight transition cue. Automate just enough to create movement, and always test it in context with the full drum and bass foundation. If the section feels heavier, clearer, and more exciting without losing club usability, you've nailed it.